with a lot of hair, facial hair and long hair, no shirt, looked kind of like a primitive man. And he was sitting on the side of 52 in the shadow of a mailbox. So he was sitting in the grass with his back to the mailbox post and leaning over a laptop. And I'm assuming there was free wireless right around there, or somebody had unsecured wireless, and he has a laptop and he was able to use his internet. Literally looked like a caveman with no shirt, no, you know, he had shorts on, his legs were bare, and he's using a laptop. It was just,
I do not like you.
Are you sure you're doing this right? I keep hearing clicks and...
And it's time for episode number three of Frederick's podcast.
There?
It's me.
An angry 42-year-old heavyset guy who's disgruntled out there.
My buddy over here. Hey. Come on, Toby. Yep, we're gonna try it again.
Wow.
Got some pretty nice comments from the folks out there in internet land. Don't forget, if you like it, tell your friends.
If you have any.
I gotta figure out how to get my listing proper in iTunes.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll help.
Anyway, we got another episode of Bits, Skits, Philosophy.
Yeah, what else? Common what?
Maybe.
What?
Some phone calls.
No.
We'll see.
Oh, come on.
After our technological mishap on the last episode, I'm not sure if I'm quite ready to try and tackle something like that, but I will probably do it.
No, I
want to make it work.
Don't worry about it. There's other things to do. Don't have to worry about that. Let's get the sponsor out of the way, can we? Huh?
Dirty Dwayne's. Used Auto Parts and Mushrooms Palace is proud to sponsor Frederick's NPR cast. At Dirty Dwayne's, we have a fine selection of both imported and domestic. Whether fresh off the ground or fresh out of that 1968 Volvo, we've got what you need here at Dirty Dwayne's. Used Auto Parts. And Mushroom Palace. You can find us conveniently located at the corner of North 57th Street and Old 101. Right here in your town. This is Dirty Dwayne saying, stop on by. We'll take care of you one way or another.
So if it happens to you, here we go.
Hey, can somebody get that? Hey.
There. Yeah, who's this?
Oh.
Hey, this is
Toby.
A Metal Pod Squad.
A Metal Pod Squad. Toby. Yeah. It's in your head.
Huh? I told you my name's Toby.
Are you sure you're doing this right?
You're beating yourself.
Are you sure you're
on a lights?
I don't know.
No, I...
Seems like there's a lot of lights.
There?
Seems like there's a lot of lights there.
Clicking now.
A lot of lights, but no air.
It's a Christmas tree. They usually have lights.
Yes.
Where?
There.
I don't want to go. I like it here.
Word. word in...
Logos. This is the beginning.
Literally looks like a caveman. He's using a laptop.
Global warming, there's more water vapor in the air, less
the hell are you reading?
In the held on the earth. And it's particularly of consequence to people who live in Florida, because Florida is primarily limestone in like a honeycomb shape. And the water fills up the honeycomb. And the land is actually supported on a base of water. As more water goes into the atmosphere, there's less in the water table. So that means a lot of people in Florida...
Where is this going?
...are living on basically an eggshell. And as water levels drop, the shell will cave in. Simultaneously, the increased water vapor in the air leads to heavier rainstorms, which increase the weight on the land, the unsupported land. Where does that leave the people of Florida?
You're just figuring that
in the hole.
Grainy
as you will. As the ground goes down, looking for support, it's no longer there. Or if it is there, it's much lower than it used to be. But I'm not going to run away. I'll stay.
I am. I think I'll do it right now. I'm running away, running away, running away.
No, forget him. We don't need people like him here in Florida anyway. I don't know where we'd go if you ride that hole all the way down. Maybe hell. But I'll hang around and find out. If possible, I'll report back to you.
great civilizations. And they use their tools as weapons against the earth.
Heaven and hell are exactly the same. Groups of people seated at a large banquet table with an unbelievably abundant feast of food and drink. Everybody seated at the table, however, in place of hands, has a knife and fork coming out of their wrists. And these knives and forks have handles that are 3 feet long. And in hell, the people are starving because the length of the handles makes it impossible for them to put the food into their mouths. In heaven, in the same situation, everybody is having a wonderful time because they use the long handles to feed the person across from them. Abundance is everywhere.
Bye.
Change your words and you can change your world.
I like my world.
Try it.
I like my world.
Next time,
yeah.
You say you can't do something.
I can't do that.
Try saying, I don't want to.
I can't.
That way you're taking responsibility.
I don't want to take responsibility.
And you may find that the things that you can't do, you have to highly specify. For example, I might say, I can't lift my house. But that's actually a lie. So with the proper equipment, I could. I don't want to go through the trouble of getting the proper equipment and taking the time and expense. So I don't want to lift my house.
I don't blame you.
Not that I can. I actually could. If I wanted to. But I don't want to. At least not at this time. Change your world. Thanks for listening. Listening. Provoking.